This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The White House is fielding more questions on President Biden's cognitive health amid more calls for him to quit the presidential race. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Has the president been treated for Parkinson's? No. Is he being treated for Parkinson's? No.
But she does confirm a neurologist has visited the White House and cleared Biden three times. This was part of a heated exchange with reporters today after the president sent a letter to congressional Democrats. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In his new letter sent to Congress, the president says, quote, I'm firmly committed to staying in this race, to running this race to the end, and to beating Donald Trump. He does so at the end of a weekend in which more U.S. House Democrats said the president should withdraw from the race, and as Congress returns to Washington with more potentially vulnerable Democrats saying the president should do the same.
Beryl is still pummeling Texas today with tropical storm force winds and rains after making landfall as a hurricane. CBS's Omar Villafranca's in Galveston.
Right behind me is the Galveston seawall. So we're getting a mixture of sand and rain here. If you're wondering what it's like to stand in a sandblaster, here it is. And of course, with that wind is torrential downpour, up to 6 inches in some areas along the central Texas coast.
The storm's killed at least two people so far and knocked out power to millions. Extreme heat's also a problem nationwide today. These folks sweating it out in New York.
Beautiful, perfect. I love it.
Horrible. It's horrible.
Just one word, you know, horrible. Too hot, too humid. Horrible.
Calls are growing louder to hit Russia with war crimes after launching deadly missile attacks in Ukraine, including one at a children's hospital.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg was at the Pentagon today ahead of the NATO summit in Washington, and he spoke of the need to keep assisting Ukraine.
Only today we have seen horrendous missile attacks against Ukrainian cities, killing innocent civilians, including children. I condemn these attacks.
The NATO summit is expected to focus heavily on Ukraine.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick reporting. Columbia University has removed several deans now over controversial texts mocking anti-Semitism concerns on campus. CBS's Matt Piper.
Columbia's president calls the texts unacceptable and deeply upsetting. It comes after the texts sent during a panel on Jewish campus life were exposed on a conservative website. One of the messages suggested a panelist could have used recent campus protests as a fundraising opportunity. The panel was held after the school called in police to clear pro-Palestinian protesters.
This was one of dozens of campus occupations this spring across the country, some turning violent, including those at Columbia. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A woman was found dead in a Racine house fire on Crescent Street near Case Harmon Park this morning. It comes a day after another fire on Victory Avenue where everyone escaped safely. In both incidents, fire officials say there were no working smoke alarms. A 27-year-old Racine Unified custodian has been arrested for the possession of child sex abuse materials. He was arrested this morning. Official charges haven't been filed. Pleasant Prairie Police will transition to an automated attendance system starting next week. It impacts the non-emergency line. The goal is to manage increasing call volumes and streamline dispatch operations. A memorial service for Jonathan Delagrave will be held at Grace Church tomorrow. There's visitation this afternoon and again before the service tomorrow. Racine County voters will choose a new county executive in a special election set for December 19th. Ascension, Wisconsin has raised room and board prices at its area hospitals by about 20%. The price hike follows a cyber attack that disrupted their operations earlier in the summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get a W in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Dodgers 9-2 in Los Angeles. That snapped a Brewers 7-game losing streak at Dodgers Stadium. The crew with home runs from Christian Yelich, catcher Eric Haas, and center fielder Blake Perkins on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Yeah, Perkins, left field, deep and out of here. Blake Perkins, that's a smooth operator. 5-2 Brewers on Perkins homer.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on Blake Perkins' performance Sunday.
Of course, you got to mention Perkins. Three hits, three RBIs, big homer to extend the lead. Great effort. A lot of guys, great effort.
So the Brewers return home for a game against the Pirates tomorrow night. The Chicago Cubs lost again 7-0 to the Angels at Wrigley Field. A frustrated relief pitcher, the Cubs' Colin Brewer, punched a dugout wall after giving up three runs in one inning. Brewer is now on the 60-day injury list. He broke his left hand. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow. Chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Brewers are off today. Next game tomorrow night from American Family Field. We'll have it for you here on WRJM.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't deserve. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please?
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
Robin's a friend of the show. Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
That's fine with me, Kurt.
Okay. Here's a survey. More women than ever are wearing men's underwear. A survey finds that 1 in 10 women occasionally or often wear men's underwear because it's more comfortable or more practical than women's underwear. So my question is... You ever go into Jeff's drawers, so to speak?
No. Oh, my gosh. You know, it seems as though we're on an underwear streak, because last time I chatted with you, we were talking about how the guy dusted with his dirty underwear.
That's right.
Now,
that's
right. I know. And now we're talking about, no, I am not one of those women who do that. Yikes. Ooh, no, sorry. I don't mind women's undergarments whatsoever.
Okay. It says here, men's underwear typically made from softer fabrics and offering a looser fit can be more comfortable for women who find traditional women's underwear too tight. The durability of men's underwear is another draw, as it often lasts longer due to more robust materials.
Like tidy whities? Is that what they're talking about?
Doesn't specify.
I'm thinking it's boxers, but I'm thinking about the women who wear boxers and then have to wear leggings. Oh my gosh, the panty line.
All right, that's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Bring the good vibes to the ballpark on July 26th for Brewers Yacht Rock Night. Presented by Wintrust, Wisconsin's Bank. Grab a special ticket to take home a Brewers captain hat. Plus, enjoy the game against Miami. Get yours now at brewers.com/themenights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Contours and Do You Love Me. That song, by the way, was written by Berry Gordy of Motown. He wrote it for the Temptations, but the Temptations were late to their recording session. But the Contours were down the hall recording in another studio, and he gave it to them instead. I love that story.
but you're not there. And the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, hit that song right, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city. In the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But now it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on, and dance all night, despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Seven years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. But let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's another big day for cleanup in Manawa, where things are starting to get back to normal. Floodwaters burst through a levee on the Little Wolf River during heavy rains Friday morning. People had to be evacuated from their homes. The levee itself didn't fail, but much of the ground around it washed away. U.S. Senate Democrats have canceled their meeting about their support for President Biden today. Wisconsin's Tammy Baldwin has been mum on the topic.
I'm listening carefully to what my constituents and voters have to say in Wisconsin, and certainly sharing those comments with the president's advisors.
Some big Democratic donors want Biden to step aside. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A day after a fire on Victory Avenue in which everyone got out, a woman was found dead in another Racine House fire this morning. Racine fire officials say they were called to a home at just before 7 this morning on Crescent near Case Harmon Park. A statement says fire crews were able to quickly put out the fire, but they discovered the victim near where the fire started. In both recent fires, no working smoke alarms were in the residences. The careless use of a gun in a Wind Point apartment led to the arrest of a felon on parole who was found in possession of two illegal guns. Police were initially called after someone called 911 to report that a bullet came down from an apartment above.
When the cops showed up, they say they found two guns in the apartment and several small children. A statement says one of the guns was stolen in a Racine robbery last year. A memorial service for Jonathan Delagrave will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. It starts at 11 a.m. with Bishop Rick Gonzalez officiating. There's a visitation this afternoon and again before the service tomorrow from 10 to 11. People going are encouraged to wear Wisconsin Badger attire in honor of Delagrave's passion for the team. The county clerk is set December 19th as the date of a special election to fill the role left vacant by the passing of Delagrave. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mix of sunshine, showers, and thunderstorms that'll be widely scattered throughout the day today. Could bring some heavy rainfall alongside more flooding risks. Otherwise, highs today tap the upper 70s and climb to the low 80s by tomorrow. Chances of patchy fog overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, says here the childhood obesity rate in the U.S. is a staggering 20%. I don't think we're ready for shock absorbers on tricycles yet, but pretty close.
You don't know what I've done. right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Make an appointment to join Terry Havel for Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's Saturday from 10 till 2. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 here on WRJN.
Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you getting geared up for another edition of Salmonorama? It's coming up on the lakefront this Friday, running through the 21st of July. It's the 50th anniversary this year of Salmonorama. And of course, you can get food down there. There'll be food trucks. There'll be bands. There'll be raffles. And of course, salmon. You want more details? Go to salmonorama.com. Be sure to put the hyphens in there. Salmon-rama.com.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and enjoy Mount Pleasant. When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN. Great partners for hometown sports.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. We've got CBS News coming up at 5 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I met her in the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said,